Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Buster, it's good to have you back on the program. Before we get into the Braves and specifics and MLB, I want to ask you about that piece you did with Freddie Freeman. It ran here, Sunday Night Baseball. I thought it was moving and inspiring in so many ways. I mean, how long did you guys sit and talk?
It was moving. And we did the first interview with Freddie the day before Thanksgiving. And you know, we sat down. We were scheduled to do 90 minutes. And you don't know how those are going to go, especially because Freddie knew that we were going to talk about his mom, Rosemary, who passed away when he was 10 years old. And it was truly one of the most remarkable interviews that I've ever done, because it became very apparent to me in asking him the first questions that Freddie made up his mind that he was going to talk about his mom and talk about his dad, Fred, and he was going to work himself through the pain that he had. And so the rhythm of the interview was essentially I would ask a question, and you know, Freddie would start to have memories, and sometimes he would break down. And then he would cry, and then he would work himself back, and he would tell stories, and then he would sometimes cry again. And the 90-minute interview turned into 4 hours. And at the end of it, Freddie, you know, who's so self-deprecating, his eyes were watery. He was completely worn out at the end of the interview, and he looked into the camera, because we did it via Zoom,
right.
And he goes, "Hey, look at this." And he held up a box of tissues that he had completely emptied in those 4 hours. It was absolutely remarkable, and I sent him a handwritten note afterward and talked about, wow, like the effort level that he put in to honor his mom and his dad was just incredible.
And then, of course, take it to the present day where COVID complicates his efforts to, you know, to complete his own family, and you touched on that and all the things that all the hurdles that he and his wife and the hoops that they had to jump through.
Absolutely. And Chelsea as well was amazing in the interviews and talking about everything they'd gone through with their fertility issues and having, and explaining all the details of those struggles. And that was why, you know, in the end, we wind up calling, you know, the Freddie Freeman story full circle, because what he and Chelsea now, with the birth of the two boys, one, via Chelsea in a surprise pregnancy, one via surrogate, they have now created their own Freeman Five. That's what Freddie grew up with two older brothers, with his mom, Rosemary, with Fred Freeman, and now that's what he and Chelsea have with the three little boys.
It's Buster Only, guys, joining us here on Dukes and Bell. We will talk about the Braves here in a second. Today's April 15th. It is Jackie Robinson Day. And with the legendary Henry Aaron passing in January, I'm just curious, Buster, with the folks you've talked to there in the baseball office, I know they're going to do the thing, you know, at the All-Star game, which should have been here, and, you know, that's a whole nother conversation. But how else will Major League Baseball embrace Henry Aaron?
Oh, I think he's going to be omnipresent in everything they do. For example, on Sunday Night Baseball this week, we've got the Braves and we've got the Cubs, and we're going to have Billy Williams be one of the people who calls in. I'm sure that, you know, as we go through the season, and everything that they're doing, he's going to be top of mind for everybody. I'm really curious about it. I haven't dug into the details specifically and asked about the various things that they're going to do. But, look, he's absolutely revered within the sport. And I know, you know, in recent years, one of the cool things I felt like in listening to him and a couple times he went live on our broadcast was how, you know, we were talking about painful memories with Freddie Freeman. Henry Aaron had terrible, painful memories from when he was a young player breaking into a league that, had very few African Americans. And to hear him tell those stories at an older age and everything that he dealt with leading up to when he broke Babe Ruth's record, and to hear him at peace, that was really heartening. And I think that's part of the reason why he touched people around the game in recent years was because of how he himself had come full circle during the course of his lifetime.
It's a Buster Olney with us here, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. And, all right, Buster, let's talk about our Bravos right now. We did avoid a sweep with the Marlins. We've been telling everybody who listened, the Marlins, I know everyone expects them to be terrible this year, but we always scrap with them. But how surprised are you with how slow and how uncool and timely the Braves hitting has been lately?
It's been a bit of a surprise. There's no doubt about it, because when you look at the lineup, and they obviously with Acuna being as dominant as he is, I mean, it really does feel like I did a dual interview yesterday with Ronald Acuna Jr. and Ozzie Albies, and I asked Ozzie, you know, what do you think the chances are that that Ronald goes 40-40 or 50-50, 40 homers, 40 steals, or 50 homers, 50 steals, and he was nodding his head, yeah, absolutely, he can do that. You know, you've got Freddie. Ozuna, I know, didn't get off to a great start, but you know he'll figure it out. I do think that during the course of the year, they absolutely have to get something out of Austin Riley. When you look at the structure of the lineup, the fact that, you know, Pache, as a rookie center fielder, he's an excellent defender. He's probably going to struggle offensively this year. They got to get something out of Austin Riley. It's an incredibly important year for him. And I think if they don't get consistent offense out of him, that you will see them in the trade market looking for help at third base. Because that, you know, to me is going to be a pivot point in that lineup.
Right on.
I totally agree. Buster Olney joining us here, guys. Braves win today. I want to talk about Acuna. You do all the numbers. You compare guys. But 7 home runs, 14 RBI.
Crazy.
Leads the NL in hits, runs, slugging percentage. I mean, he's tied at doubles. He pretty much leads in every category. But, Buster, I was saying this to our audience, 1492 OPS? It's crazy. That's crazy.
It's crazy. And, you know, in our conversation, we're getting ready for Sunday Night Baseball this weekend. We had our conference call, Matt Excursion, Alex Rodriguez, myself. And what we talked about was how, you know, Ronald, as he gains experience and as he collects information on opposing pitchers, he is chasing less and he is giving himself more of a chance to do damage. It's striking contrast to the Cubs. You know, a guy a couple years ago you would have said was the Cubs' best player in Javier Baez, who's swinging at absolutely everything. And it was really interesting the other day in our conversation before this last Sunday night game with Brian Snitker, how Brian was talking about how somehow, you know, Ronald, who always has fun, seems to be having more fun this year playing baseball. And that has absolutely been borne out. I mean, we had that play on Sunday night where Didi Gregorius kind of takes his time a little bit and he beats out that infield single. And then the next night he hits a triple. It seems like every night he is absolutely, doing something else that opens our eyes. It's so much fun to watch him play.
It is Buster Olney with us, guys, talking about Ronald Acuna. As Carl said, years ago, you called it, Carl, when this guy first came up. He nailed it. It is, again, talking Braves baseball. What are we going to see Ozuna, you know, come to life? Because we had some folks here in town saying, is the sample size last year really indicative? Because he obviously had the silver slugger and Ozuna was crazy, and he's off to an unbelievably cold start right now.
Yeah, I think he'll figure it out. Look, he's a veteran hitter. One of the things, and I did a couple of the Braves series in the postseason, in talking with Snit, he talked about how, you know, to hear the conversation behind him in the dugout, you could just hear how Ozuna was invested and sharing information with the young hitters. When I saw his first plate appearances this year, what absolutely jumped out to me was how quickly he was opening up at the plate. It seemed like his timing was off. In the last couple days, it feels like that's gotten better. I think eventually he'll come back and figure it out. And I think when you look at the first 6 spots in that lineup, the guys are who they are, and they're going to get production. And guys like Dansby, Dansby in a big spot late in the game is not going to be intimidated hitting relievers to throw hard, and they'll have that depth. I don't mean to, to just double back to what I was saying before, but in that playoff series against the Dodgers, what was really borne out was they struggled to get production of the last 3 spots in the order. That could be a problem again unless Austin Riley starts to hit. And I really feel like that's a front burner issue for that lineup in terms of making it as good as possible, especially in a really competitive National League East.
So let's just talk about the real here, Buster. Los Angeles, they're 10-2. It's like they didn't lose a stride coming out of this offseason. They're raking. They added more pitching.
Yep.
To me, they're still, you know, the high watermark. This is what we're aiming and aspiring to be. And I look at the Dodgers and I'm going, they're really good.
And I'll go one step better beyond where you are. I covered the 1998 Yankees, which I, for the New York Times, and I absolutely believe that was the greatest team of all time. 114 wins in the regular season, 11 wins in the postseason, 125 in all. They had a run differential of plus 309. I think this Dodger team has a chance to be better than that team. When you look at last year in that 60-game season, how they were obliterating teams, they were averaging outscoring teams per game by 2.5 runs. You know, this team this year is doing similar things. Their run differential, I mentioned, the 98 Yankees regular season run differential was plus 309. This team is on a pace to be like plus 450, okay? This team has this Dodger team has more depth, pitching depth, than that Yankee team that I covered. And here's the other thing too. You know, they're doing all this with Mookie Betts dealing with a back issue and having been out of the lineup, and Cody Bellinger being on the injured list. It's an incredible team, and it's not only about the money they spend, but about the player development that they have. You know, to have guys like Will Smith and Gavin Lux and, you know, at the head of that list, a Corey Seager, Walker Buehler, right, et cetera, coming up. It's a remarkable team.
And we had him on the ropes, Buster, but we didn't have a starting pitcher to knock him out last year. It's a yep. Buster only with us here, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline. Speaking of the history of the sport, I remember a couple of years back, I think you abstained from the Hall of Fame balloting because you're so fed up with the process.
Yep.
Pete Rose turned 80 yesterday. We talked about it. What's your feeling on Pete Rose? What's your feeling on Bonds and Clemens and how this thing has gotten so wacky?
Yeah, and I'm not going to vote again. I haven't voted for the last 6 years. You know, because I do think the process is ridiculous. I think that the voters, a third of the voters, I should say, not all of them, but a lot of the voters have decided that they're retroactive morality police, and I don't understand. I think that, you know, in picking the, you know, picking for the Hall of Fame, I think no one condones the use of steroids, but the fact is that's what the sport was for a period of about 30 years. And so to me, without knowing exactly who did what and when, and I think it saturated the sport, then you should just pick the best players and move on. But I think it's pretty clear from the voting patterns in recent years, Bonds and Clemens are not going to get in next year. It's going to make me scratch my head, and it's going to be a problem for baseball going forward. And look, Pete Rose absolutely has had repeated opportunities where baseball has sort of cracked open the door and said, you know, Pete, in so many words, if you do this and this and, you know, then we'll work with you. And I think they were wanted to bring him back into the fold. And he absolutely, essentially refused to take the opportunities because he wanted to make money.
So it's on him. At this point, it's on him. Okay.
I'm sorry?
It's on him then at this point.
Well, I thought it was on him. And I think he absolutely had a great opportunity to get back in the mid-2000s. And that's gone.
Before we let you go, we've seen two no-hitters this season. Pitching better. I mean, Joe Musgrave threw one. Carlos Rondon last night, White Sox pitcher. We've seen two no-nos already this season. Is the pitching better now than it's been in the last few years?
Well, it's funny because we just had that conversation about PEDs and steroids. I talked with a high-ranking team official in the last week who basically said to me, what I'm seeing is an extension. It feels like it's the steroid era all over again, except he's talking about foreign substance use. And that's not to say, you know, Joe Musgrove or Carlos Rodon is doing it, but the feeling among a lot of club executives is, yes, the foreign substance stuff, pitchers are using them to get greater spin rate. They are dominating hitters like we've never seen before. The batting averages are some of the worst we've seen. You talked about the Braves' struggle offensively. Right. They're not alone. A lot of teams, the Cubs have some of the worst offensive numbers at the outset of the season in the history of baseball. And I do wonder if during the course of this year, you're going to hear more about teams, about baseball officials saying, look, we have to do something about these crazy spin rates that these pitchers are generating. Some of it's a credit to the pitchers and what they've learned, but I don't think there's any doubt about it. Some of it is the foreign substances they're putting on the ball.
And again, I know you did, by the way, say that Trevor Bauer, don't be selectively enforcing it on Bauer because apparently he's monkeying around with it.
That's exactly how I feel. I thought last week when, you know, stuff was, and I don't know who leaked it out, but there were, it feels like a shadow war as opposed to Major League Baseball stepping up and enforcing the rules on the books. And that would be uncomfortable, and it would be a difficult conversation for them with the umpires, but that's what needs to happen. You know, that story Ken Rosenthal wrote in The Athletic, well, there was foreign substance on the balls and there were markings on the balls. Well, if there was markings on the balls, why aren't the umpires not marching out to the mound and saying, Trevor, show us your hands, show us your wrist? Instead, what you get is leaks and innuendos. No, if you think there's a problem, then enforce the stupid rule or shut up.
That's Buster Only, guys. That's why he's the best. Buster, we appreciate you, man. We'll look forward to seeing you on Sunday Night Baseball. Braves and Cubs, by the way, as Buster mentioned. And will we get a chance to see that piece with Albies and Acuña?
Absolutely. It was so fun. I basically had them side by side because you know they're like, you know, big brother, little brother. And so I started firing questions at them like, okay, which one of you guys is the best dresser? Which one of you guys is the better dancer? Which one of you guys is faster? And it was so much fun watching those guys have fun.
Cool.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.